All right, ladies and gentlemen, so tonight, Love Me Auditions, second episode of that. I'm really excited. We've got 7 auditions tonight, people. That's 7. That's 3 more than the last round, which was 4 for those of you who can't do math, like Cherie and Valk. But not to make fun of them, but tonight we have a lot to go over. First up, we have OMG Aqua Turtle. Let's go.
Feels like I'm standing in a timeless dream of light mists of pale amber rose. Feels like I'm lost in a deep cloud of heavenly scent, touching, discovering you. I love you, always, forever, near and far, closer together, everywhere. I will be with you every day. I will devour you. I love you, always, forever, near and far, closer together, everywhere. I will be with you every day. I will devour you. See you, love me forever. Never stop, not for whatever. Near and far, and always and everywhere. And every, see you, love me forever. Never stop, not for whatever. Near and far, and always and everywhere. And everything.
All right. OMG Aqua Turtle, first submission of the night of the second round of auditions.
Yay!
Yeah. We've got Muffin back. She's in California, guys. Which she already lives there, but anyways.
I was gonna say.
Aren't you in Disneyland or something, or?
No, I'm down kind of near Calexico right now, but tomorrow I'm going to Disneyland.
Oh, okay. I'm jealous.
I
love its repeated trips to Disneyland.
You have to go see if Ambie is there, because she's apparently anywhere Disney is. You have to like.
I thought she was Disney World though. But anyways.
She is. Disney, period.
She submitted tonight, though, so maybe we'll just talk about her in Disney. Learn more in her critique.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to Turtle. I will go first on this one, I think. Turtle, I liked your chorus, or whatever the upbeat section was, a lot better than I liked the intro to your song. I wasn't sure whether or not it was a nasal type of thing, but I felt there was something that didn't feel technically right about your voice. So I would pay attention a little bit more of that, but although I think this was well within your range, and I can tell that you were into this, so I appreciate that, and I liked your energy on this one. I don't have very much else to say. Valk.
Okay, Turtle, this sounded so cute. But yeah, I didn't really like the verse, but when you went into the chorus, you, like, got into it more, it seemed like. But yeah, my only note was like, yeah, it sounded like kind, like, really nasal. But I'm thinking about, I kind of remember the song being kind of like nasal, like, yeah, I don't know. But yes, this was adorable, and you, like, conveyed the song really well. I'm done.
Love it.
I have the same notes, but I have one extra.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know the lyrics say, "Every day I will devour you."
Me neither. Right. I was like, what?
I was like, what did she just say?
I'm hoping that was a mistake, and if it was, it reminded me of one time where I was in a sort of half-assed, you know, high school Broadway show where this guy, he did from Phantom of the Opera. I can't remember the duet between Raoul and Christine. I'm forgetting it.
All
I ask of you. He says, let me lead you from your solitude or something like that, whatever the line is. But he screwed up the line, and so he started to say, "Let me leave you in your solitude."
But he's like, let me leave you in your love me. So I expected it right in there. But I think we're all good on Turtle First now. So next up is Melly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. Words fall through me and always fool me, and I can't react in games that never amount to more than they're meant. We'll play themselves out. Take this sinking boat and point it home. We still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You had a choice. You'll make it now. Falling slowly, sing your melody. I'll sing a song.
All right, Melly, submitted tonight. Beloved, why don't you go first?
Okay. I like this song, and I think you have a nice voice. It's very pretty. And I have a couple of notes. You overshot a couple of your notes, so they went sharp. And when you started it, take that sinking boat, like you switched keys or something for a couple notes, and then you went back, which was strange. And then when you went, we still got time. Heim, that was weird. But other than that, I liked it.
Yeah, I like this a lot for you too, Melly. I think you might have gone slightly in some minor areas, a little bit airy, so I'd watch that, but not, you know, incredibly bad. But, you know, of course, that depends on the song, and I don't know this one, but it might be supposed to be done that way. I didn't notice too many major errors with the song, errors, with the song, but at 109, and again a little bit later, where you had some louder higher notes, that those kind of went maybe a little bit sour. I'm not sure whether or not they were within your range, or maybe right at the top of your range. But it seems like you probably would be able to sing higher than that, so maybe pay a little bit more attention to when you're doing something like that, because sometimes when you sing a little bit with power, notes can tend to be a little bit shakier, and I know that from experience. So pay attention to that. Other than that, I like this for your voice. I also wasn't sure about whether or not I liked your quiet notes, like where you said, but I can't react, for example, where those were sudden. But nothing, I didn't dislike anything about this, so so good. Val.
I don't know. I love the song, but like, and I loved your emotion on it, but I didn't really like the singing that much. Like, throughout the entire song, you sounded like a little under pitch, and then like, yeah, in the chorus, you like overshot the high notes on like Time and the other one, and you took the breath like in the middle of Time, which like take a breath like before Time, and then like, yeah, don't take it in the middle of a word. I want to like this because I liked the emotion a lot, but I didn't like the singing that much. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I mean, at least it wasn't boring. But
yeah.
I think we're good here for Melly. Next up is Sundance Girl.
Yay.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for her. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
All right. So, Sundance Girl, third submission of the night. Guys, Beloved's internet is, by the way, kind of not behaving, I guess. And she's dropped like three times in a row. So she's still in, and she's going to post her, you know, critiques and type it all that up.
And they will be read sexily.
And then we'll try and say back what we want. Valk, why don't you go first?
Dun dun dun. I like your voice. You sound good in like jazz. Like this was jazzy, and like your voice like suited this really well. I think that like energy wise, you needed to have like more energy because it sounded like it was supposed to be like a bouncy kind of song, and you were kind of like sleeping bear, not to steal the term, but oh yeah, and there was like white noise I noticed, which was kind of weird. So like maybe like if you get through, like fix your mic quality or like try to cover it up with the music or something. Mm-hmm. But overall, I like this.
I agree. I'm gonna go and read what Beloved said. Sundance Girl, Airy, which made a tiny bit uninteresting for me, but she loves your vibrato, that it had a nice jazzy feel to it. When we started recording before, Valk also said that it kind of sounded jazzy, so you've got support there.
Yeah.
I also did find, as well as Valk here, that on my end, this is me talking now, also did find on my end that you also had a lot of white noise, which was distracting, although I think that it probably wouldn't be as big a deal once you had music. So, but for me, it didn't really go anywhere for me. It felt like it's kind of stayed at the same level, and I think the airiness kind of added a little bit to it. But I do think you have a nice voice.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something there. I don't have anything to add. What about you, Valk?
No, me All neither.
Right. All right. So next up is Ambi.
Yay.
Once I was hopeful, thought we were one. Life less than perfect, finally begun. But now I wonder, are we undone? I want to treasure you in death as well as life. I want to cut you with my love and with my knife. But can I live as your tormentor and your wife? When I am crazier than you, I'm crazier than you. And nothing till now has proved me wrong. I'm crazier than you. That's just the overview. So get on board or simply move along.
All right, so Ambi Lee. Are a little bit different submission tonight, so I'm a little happy about that. I will go first here, I think, Ambi. I like this was a little bit different. It was kind of actually refreshing to hear something that's not the, you know, typical love song.
To hear insanity.
Indeed. I like this. I liked your build overall. So I definitely enjoyed this. I liked how you build up and the power in your voice. I'm not sure whether or not the ending was, you know, proper, but I liked everything building up to it. If it was sour for me, and I'll probably need to listen to it again, I don't think it definitely wasn't so sour that I was like, you know, trying to plug my ears after. But I like this overall. I'll go to my beloveds next. She liked the beginning more than the ending for yours, Ambie. She thinks your emotion was awesome, but it was a bit nasal, and you sacrificed a bit of the singing for the acting. Balance is hard, though, and she's usually on the other end. So, sacrificing emotion for
sound. Didn't go ha ha. You are supposed to go ha ha.
Yes, ha ha. XD. There. Really liked I though. Nice. yeah, Valak, why don't you go ahead and say what you have to say?
I liked this because it sounded like an insane Belle trying to, like, kill the beast or something. Like, because he left her or something. I prefer more acting and performing over singing. So, yeah, there were some, like, nasal parts and, like, a little, like, pitchy in, like, the chorus and stuff. But it didn't really, like, bother me because I was, like, really into your performance and, like, I like that the song, like, yeah, took a drastic turn and you're all, like, crazy and stuff, but you're always good at, like, playing crazy, so I feel like this was from Broadway, but I am not sure.
It felt that way. All right, I think I've got everything that we need to say, though, overall. Next up is Oliviana.
Italian girl.